Chapter 5 Ave Mechanicum. The unscarred reached the edge of the outpost on foot, the gunships having landed far enough away so as not to appear on auger or be spotted by a watch station. Not that they had seen any other signs of life on this desolated world. The ruins of the city had masked their approach, but meant the Salamander's legionaries were spread out, hunkered down behind walls or the shells of half-destroyed buildings. In the darkness, staying out of the lightning flashes of the storm, the Salamander's legionaries could observe the Mechanicum cohorts without fear of detection. It had proved an unnecessary precaution, as the occupants of the outpost appeared oblivious to anything but their labours, the purpose of which remained unclear. The scale of their endeavours was not. A red-robed army had descended on this place, and were erecting a prefabricated structure of high-sided walls and towers, something more akin to a fortress than a temporary station, the one detected by the gunship's long-range auger. Menials and bulk servitors toiled to lift wire-threaded power coils and huge cargo crates, whilst tracked automata wheeled in long tracts of piping. Silos and cogitators warred for space as it was slowly colonized by mechanized beings and their trappings. Red-robed overseers ran the operation, consulting data slates, making computations and analyzing data. Xandu observed everything through the green haze of the scopes, his view lit by occasional bright flashes. Deep night had set in, along with the storm that persisted on the horizon but now was closing in. "A single point of ingress," he said, handing the scopes to Obeck.
"A gate to a fortress. What are the Mechanicum even doing here? Are there any forge worlds nearby? How did they get here?"
Tekel shook his head. He was watching too, but with his bionic eye he didn't need the augmentation of the magnoculars.
"Was it possible the Mechanicum knew about this place?" asked Obeck. "About the rot?"
A dread thought occurred to Tekel in that moment, his jaw abruptly clenching as if to try to deny it.
"Horus may have done. Vulcan confided much in him during the early days of the Crusade."
"And the Mechanicum? What is their role in this?"
"The Legiones Astartes and the priesthood have fought side by side on many occasions. It's possible they are still allies of the War Master."
"Mars and Terra are allies, Forge Master," said Obeck, setting down the scopes. "After the betrayals, surely the Red Planet would have rescinded their support."
Tekel's silence spoke for him. The three legionaries lay on their fronts, just behind the cusp of a low rise of Earth. They had much to question. No one on Nocturne had heard from Mars or any of their emissaries for many months.
"Their presence is unusual and entirely too coincidental," Tekel said at last, considering a less abhorrent question than the previous one. "I can draw only one conclusion from it."
Xandu didn't need to be a tech marine to know what that was.
"They know it's here and are looking for it."
"Yes, Brother Sergeant," Tekel replied. "The rot is a weapons cache. Vulcan had several, established during the Great Crusade in case the Legion was ever in need of rapid resupply whilst on campaign."
Obeck grimaced ruefully.
"The kind of secret he would share with his War Master."
"The Mechanicum are not here alone," said Xandu.
Obeck sighed.
"The renegades we burned. But we do not know for sure they are allied together."
He swore under his breath.
"Vulcan's blood."
"It might not be of their own volition," suggested Tekel. "But either way, we must know."
He started to rise.
"We need to get closer."
Xandu turned to look back down the rise to where three squads of Salamander's legionaries were waiting in dispersed formations, weapons primed. A curt battle sign from the sergeant saw them advance up the hill.
"How close?" asked Obeck.
"Close enough that I can infiltrate one of their data feeds. 50 feet, give or take.